Hey guys, excited for this week. Welcome to another edition of Get a Real Career Podcast. We're going to talk about probably one of the most dollar-producing activities we can truly do in our business, and why it's our responsibility and not theirs. And what I'm talking about is lead follow-up. We're going to talk about the importance of lead follow-up and why you must do it. You know, have you ever had the empty feeling inside your stomach caused by letting a prospect do business with someone else? We all have, I'm sure. I know I have. So let's look at the importance of lead follow-up and why it should be one of the most important things on our daily schedule. Think about this. What is your definition of a lead? And I truly want you to think about that. Really, really think about what your definition of a lead. Because I think we all have contacts in a database, but what is truly a lead? You know, for me, someone who is willing to buy or sell a home in the next 1 to 60 days is kind of my definition of a lead. So take some time to define exactly what a lead is. Once we define a lead, it's easy to do our lead follow-up. You see, we have to be precise in our lead follow-up to obtain the results and goals we set in place. If we truly attract all the appointments we've had in our career, 70 to 80% at least should come directly from lead follow-up, not our first contact, right? So where do you think we should focus our attention? We've all experienced a roller coaster ride in sales, whether it's in real estate or some other industry. Whether we are new to the business or a veteran, at some point in our careers, we have experienced this phenomenon, preferably a phenomenon that doesn't rear its ugly head too often. So how do we prevent it? As we look into the importance of lead follow-up, we must first understand that it is our duty to continue the communication with our leads. It is not theirs, right? They gave us their information, and it hinges on our ability to effectively communicate with them to get the desired result. As we examine lead follow-up and all its intricacies, we have to learn to treat every lead with the same high level of importance. However, some leads are not motivated, and that's okay too. So we need to remember that one of the most important parts of lead follow-up is strictly just having a large trash can near your desk. And we must accept the fact that we will cycle through a large number of leads to reach our goals. The better we become at business or at building our business, the fewer leads we'll need. How, you ask? Our skills, our systems, and our ability to generate ready, willing, and able leads become a more refined and effective process. You know, most of us have way too many leads, and there's some great disadvantages to having, you know, too many leads. Here are just a few. One, if our leads aren't good, we struggle to find the importance and urgency to do lead follow-up. Number two, good leads are disguised always by the bad ones, if we have too many. Number three, if time is the most valuable asset we have, then why waste it following up with bad leads? So let's take a moment and look at effective ways to conduct lead follow-up. First of all, we must all understand that if lead is defined by someone who is going to do something in the next 60 days, it's okay to be aggressive. They want us to be aggressive. They want us to be an expert in what we do. So how do we define lead follow-up? Here are three activities that we can do to do lead follow-up. One, obviously the phone. There's nothing that will ever replace it in the sales industry. It is the most effective way to do lead follow-up. Number two, it's positioning yourself as the expert in the market. You know, here's the beauty of it, guys. The human brain cannot discern a moving head on a TV versus a moving head on let's just say an iPhone or a smartphone. So use video, guys. It allows us the prospect to connect with you, and you become a celebrity instantaneously. And then three to me would be text. You know, email's okay, but we've all had, you know, a lot of spam, and we unsubscribe from it at a rapid rate. So text would be my third. In our society, more and more people prefer to communicate this way. It's quick and it's easier. See, the challenge becomes how to carve out the time to effectively perform our responsibility of lead follow-up. Once we understand what the definition of a lead and how to effectively follow up, the process becomes much easier and less cumbersome on our schedules. Take the time to truly define your leads, set a schedule for efficient lead follow-up, and put the systems in place to conduct effective follow-up strategies. I hope you all find some benefit in this and structuring your day and your schedules and making sure that we have lead follow-up as part of your day, you know, 4, 5, 6 days a week. Guys, this is where you're going to get the most amount of business from. If you have any questions, you all know how to get in touch with me. Please continue to follow us here at Get a Real Career Podcast. You can follow us on the blog at getarealcareer.com. Have an awesome, awesome week. Hope that we can connect soon. Take care.